Dealing with guns and people who should not have them is an obvious point of discussion. In the here and now, there was gun legislation passed by the House back on March 11th. Two bills, H.R. 8, the Bipartisan Background Checks Act, seeks to extend the background check requirements on almost all gun transfers, including those between private parties. It would require firearm transfers between private parties to be handled by a licensed firearms dealer who would take possession of the firearm while the background check was being conducted. There are exceptions to the policy, loans or gifts between family members, and temporary transfers to people for reasons of self-defense or if they're going to a shooting range. Bill passed the House by a vote of 227-203. Eight Republicans supported it. One Democrat opposed it. Found this stat every day with the licensed dealers where you have to get a background check, 170 felons every day are stopped from buying a gun. 50 domestic abusers every day stopped from buying a gun. And that's through the existing background check program. It only makes sense if it's expanded, you'll stop even more felons, more domestic abusers. Second bill is H.R. 1446, the Enhanced Background Checks Act. This is to address what's being called the Charleston loophole. Under current law, a licensed firearm dealer can transfer a weapon to a purchaser in what's called a default proceed if the background check can't be completed within 3 business days. Dylan Roof, who was the white supremacist, got a gun, used to kill 9 people at the black church in Charleston, South Carolina in 2015, got the gun via default proceed. 9 states have independently extended the default proceed beyond the federally mandated 3 business days. Florida and Utah, background checks go indefinitely until they're finally completed. So what H.R. 1446 would do, it increases the window to conduct a background check to a minimum of 10 days. If the background check is still incomplete after 10 days, the purchaser can submit a petition for a final determination. If another 10 days pass without a decision, firearms can then be transferred to the prospective purchaser. The mechanics of all this now, these two bills go over to the Senate. They each need 60 votes to pass the Senate. And there's no blocking even getting 50 since Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, at least at this point, says he'll vote against both of them. Well, yeah, executive orders by President Biden could put these ideas into place, but then a later executive order could just as quickly eliminate them. As far as any executive order on a ban of assault weapons, where certainly no legislation is ever going to pass, a simple modification of a banned firearm gets that firearm out from under that ban. So unless access to guns is made more strict and secure, nothing that we're talking about or looking back at is ever, ever going to change.